Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Rain is closing in on the Triangle. I'll have a closer look at whether or not it will impact your Friday night plans coming up.
And the same system moving into our area tore through the Midwest earlier with tragic consequences. We have a look at the aftermath in daylight.
And breaking news here at noon, a judge says Fani Willis can stay on the Georgia Trump case, but not without one major change. Thank you for joining us. I'm Dan Haggerty.
And I'm Renee Chu. A cold front with a history of producing severe storms will bring some rain and storms here this afternoon.
And meteorologist Kat Campbell is here in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with what we can expect. A bit of a change. I'll be getting used to the clear skies.
I know. It'll be a rough change just in time for the weekend. We are not going to see severe weather that parts of the plains and Midwest have seen from this system. We don't have the moisture in place with dew points in the 40s and the energy is separated. However, we will still see some rain and perhaps a few rumbles of thunder. It's moving through the triad right now and the Charlotte area. There's a few bolts of lightning near Charlotte, and you can see a band of some heavier rain right now approaching Winston-Salem. So here's the cold front. It's still well to our west. The severe weather threat is staying to our south. There is a severe thunderstorm watch in parts of Alabama right now, a level 3 threat in parts of South Texas. We are not included in the severe weather threat here locally today, but we do have a pretty good chance for rain. That's going to move in as we get between about 2 and 4 o'clock is when I think we're going to have the best chance for rain. So this is while kids are heading home on the school bus. Just a heads up, you may want to meet them at the bus stop with an umbrella since there should be some rain around. It's about a 40% chance, and we do keep in that chance through 5 o'clock. The new run of models keeps it in through about 5:30. But by dinner time, we should begin to dry out tonight. We will stay cloudy tonight. Looking ahead at your St. Patrick's Day weekend forecast, just a 20% chance for rain Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures in the 70s. I'll have a closer look at what to expect for the weekend coming up.
All right, Kat, thank you. Weather, of course, has been a huge story across the country. Take a look at some of this damage. A series of powerful and destructive tornadoes. They touched down overnight in multiple states and killed at least 3 people. Jesse Kirsch is in Winchester, Indiana, with a look at the direct hit from a tornado.
In some areas of the storm zone, crews used snow plows to clear down trees. Here in Winchester, Indiana, this is a community of under 5,000 people. And take a look at some of the destruction that we're seeing in daylight. You can see trees with limbs partially sheared off, what appears to be tufts of insulation in tree branches, almost looking like blossoms in the tree. And we've seen that in multiple trees, speaking to the amount of debris that's been blowing around here and is strewn across the ground. And if our camera moves down, you'll see what's left of a drive-through as well as a vehicle that is turned over. And moving the camera off to the side toward the sidewalk here, you can see dangling cables and debris hanging from those cables as well. And just speaks to the ongoing risks that remain in this area, as well as the cleanup efforts that will need to be unfolding. In Winchester, in the area around here, we learned from one area hospital overnight that at least 39 people were taken there to receive treatment. And again, this is a community of under 5,000 people. That's the situation here in Winchester, Indiana. In Ohio, the scenes have unfortunately proven to be deadly. Officials reporting at least 3 deaths, and a local sheriff in one of those communities says that he expects that the death toll could climb and that teams will continue to be searching the area throughout the day and just bringing it back to here. In Winchester, Indiana, officials had said that in daylight they will be doing a fuller assessment, and we're getting a better sense of the scope of the damage here as we have daylight now. And again, this is a small community with a lot of cleanup ahead. Back to you.
And happening right now in the WRAL Life Center, more on that storm damage. This storm system was part of a sprawling system that put more than 45 million people from Texas to Pennsylvania under the threat of severe storms. I want to show you this video in Ohio. An Ohio man captured video of rare horizontal tornadoes getting sucked into a larger tornado in near his house. He says the wind tipped over a fuel tank on his property and sucked a 60-foot garage door off of his detached garage. A meteorologist said that this video is unusual because you can see horizontal vortices in the tornado. These rotating masses of cloud are rare to witness, even more rare to catch on video. So just incredible that he was able to capture this. Some more video now Cameras capture the aftermath of hail damage at a car dealership. Heavy hail led to busted windows, and you can see a lot of damage to cars in that parking lot. So a lot of destruction, a lot of cleanup in the coming weeks.
Some unbelievable images there. But fortunately, the system will weaken a bit when it moves toward us. So we have breaking news for you. The Georgia district attorney bringing election interference charges against President Trump can remain on the case. The judge in the case found that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis's romantic relationship with special prosecutor Nathan Wade did create an appearance of impropriety. As a result, the judge ruled that one of them must be taken off the case. The choice is likely to be an easy one if Willis were to remove. A man found guilty of murdering his wife of just 5 days has now been booked into Central Prison in Raleigh. Eric Hernandez-Mendez is serving a life sentence for the death of Christina Matos. Matos was an NC State student found stabbed to death. Jurors deliberated for about 4 hours before delivering the unanimous verdict on Wednesday. Hernandez-Mendez did not speak after the sentencing. His attorney says they will file an appeal. Today, a new center for unaccompanied minors with no lawful immigration status is open in Greensboro. According to the Office of Refugee Resettlement, the Greensboro Children's Center has 800 beds. It will house children ages 13 to 17. The facility will also provide education, mental health services, medical and case management needs.
Congress faces another potential government shutdown. There's a critical funding deadline set for March 22nd. Negotiations are rushing right now to finalize deals on 6 bills, or funding will cease for key departments. Those include Homeland Security, Defense, Treasury, Education, Labor, a lot of important ones. Protocols for a shutdown are already underway. This marks the 5th funding deadline since September, with lawmakers narrowly avoiding shutdowns through last-minute stopgap bills. House Republicans launched their impeachment inquiry into President Biden now about 6 months ago. However, they're now considering ending it due to a lack of votes in their divided majority to impeach the president. Instead, they are discussing sending criminal referrals to the Department of Justice to conclude the investigation. The focus of this inquiry has been on Hunter Biden, the president's son, amid allegations that his father used his position for the family business. Closed-door depositions failed to provide the evidence Republicans were seeking here, leaving the inquiry at a standstill. The final decision on how and when to conclude the inquiry will likely rest with House Speaker Mike Johnson.
And happening right now in the WREL Life Center, Lyft and Uber says they will stop offering services in Minneapolis after the city council overrode the mayor's veto of a minimum wage for rideshare drivers. It's set to end May 1st. The city council voted in favor of the override, allowing drivers to be paid the minimum wage there of $15.57 an hour. Lyft calling the bill deeply flawed. Uber saying the council ignored the data and that the bill would cause 10,000 workers to lose their jobs. The Minneapolis mayor now telling politicians to come up with a solution before May 1st. The rideshare services say that user prices would double if they stayed in that city.
Michelle, thanks. More snow is piling up in Colorado during one of the biggest snowstorms to hit the Denver area. Several school systems have canceled classes today. Some flights are canceled at the Denver International Airport. More than 100,000 homes and businesses are without power. Who are bummed that we didn't see any snow this winter, just remember, it causes problems.
Yeah, our weather's been about as far from snow as you can get lately. We do have some rain coming in. Kat, I'm wondering how that's going to affect the pollen.
You know, I don't think it's going to be enough rain to really help. I noticed earlier today on a morning walk that there was a pond nearby, and you could really see the pine pollen showing up on the water there in the pond this morning. This rain, you know, unless you see a thunderstorm pass through, it's not going to be heavy enough to really make a difference. It just will create that pollen paste on your windshield, just kind of the streaks of pollen that show up. But there are some bands of heavier rain right now. Those are closing in on the High Point area, just south of High Point down into Charlotte, over Lake Norman right now. And this is all coming our way. It will continue to weaken as it approaches us here in central North Carolina. One of the reasons why our severe weather threat is so limited is because the core of the energy is well to our north with this system. But also the dew point is pretty low. Dew points in the lower 50s. We need that number in the 60s or 70s to really present a more significant severe weather threat. A 40% chance of rain and storms 2 to 4 o'clock. That chance about 30% as we get a little bit later on this evening. So if you are trying to grill out in some of the the warmer temperatures, you may be dodging a few showers. My suggestion would be to check in with us on WRAL News this evening before you fire up the grill. I'll show you the updated look at the dual Doppler 5000 radar to help you plan ahead for the remainder of your Friday night. It's 72 outside in Durham, Raleigh, and Fayetteville, sitting at 76 degrees. If we see enough breaks in the clouds, we still have a shot at 80, but the clouds are really rolling in fast today as they continue to thicken up. Here's the system that we are watching. It's a cold front that's moving in from the west. Most of the energy is to our south, and then the energy that affected the Midwest, well, to our north. And we're going to be watching that cold front pass through tonight. But we're not going to see a huge cool down until early next week. We're at 70 for the high tomorrow, 75 on Sunday. Mostly cloudy to start the day tomorrow with some gradual clearing late, and 75 for the high on Sunday. Both days this weekend, just a 20% chance for rain. Looks good for the St. Patrick's Day parade in Raleigh tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., 62 degrees and mostly cloudy at that time. We look at future cast for tomorrow morning. We've got the clouds with us, perhaps a few sprinkles left at the coast, and then very slowly we'll see the clouds clear out. It may not come until later in the afternoon. That's one of the reasons why we only get up to 70 for tomorrow. And then Sunday, we see another front approach from the west. We're going to keep an eye on this one. It doesn't look like there's a great potential for rain, but as this area of low pressure may develop along the front, we could see some showers try to push into our southeastern counties on Sunday night. So that's the 20% chance for rain over the weekend. I wouldn't cancel any outdoor plans this weekend. Looking ahead to next week, I mentioned a more significant cool down. That is going to come as we get into Monday and Tuesday. We're down to 34 Tuesday morning, just 55 for the start of spring on Tuesday. Another chilly night with temperatures in the 30s Tuesday night to Wednesday morning. But temperatures may be able to just rebound right back up into the 70s as we get toward the end of next week.
All right, Kat, thank you.
Tonight, only on WRAL, we are hearing how a jury agreed Eric Hernandez-Mendez was guilty of killing his wife of just 5 days. Tonight at 6, we hear from the jury foreperson about the hours of deliberation and what led to the verdict.
And on our news at 5 o'clock, food was growing fuzz inside one local restaurant's cooler. 5 on Your Side shows us the other problems found in this week's restaurant ratings. And still ahead here at noon, a big problem today for the fast food giant McDonald's. What we know about the cause of the impact of a huge computer glitch at Mickey D's.
Also ahead, a major change at many Dollar General stores across the country, and customers will certainly notice it.
Dollar General is making some changes to the checkout procedures because of ongoing theft issues there. The chain is removing the self-checkout stands in about 300 locations with high shoplifting and theft. In about 9,000 other stores, some checkouts will have cashiers or these hybrid options that have become popular. The company says it wants more employees involved in the checkout again in hopes of cutting down on theft.
A widespread system outage forced McDonald's to suspend operations temporarily at thousands of restaurants around the world. The fast food chain says today's outages were not related to any cybersecurity event, but gave no further information. The outage affected restaurants, mobile ordering, and self-ordering kiosks. Countries affected include the U.S., Japan, the United Kingdom, Australia, and Taiwan. Some restaurants took orders in person and then let the cooks know what to make.
The Biden administration plan to protect consumer electronics from hackers got final approval. The FCC voted to greenlight a product label that will soon appear on smart home devices, baby monitors, and other common gadgets. The label is meant to help buyers pick out connected appliances that voluntarily meet rigorous cybersecurity standards. Participating electronics makers and retailers in the program include Logitech, LG, Samsung, Best Buy, and Amazon. Internet-connected refrigerators, washing machines, doorbell cameras, and smart speakers are among a wide range of products that will be eligible for this. Consumers could begin seeing those labels on store shelves by the end of the year.
Taxes are taxing, so if you need help, there are a couple great opportunities coming up. Tomorrow, the Taxpayer Assistance Center in Fayetteville is expanding their hours for you to get in-person help from IRS employees. They're not usually open on Saturday, but the IRS is making an effort to improve services this tax season. The office on Green Street will be open from 9 to 4. You don't need an appointment. Just make sure to show up prepared with all your tax documentation. Then on Tuesday, Five on Your Side brings you Tax Pros on Call. We've partnered with the North Carolina Society of Enrolled Agents for this free call-in event. Get your tax question answered by a federally licensed tax professional from 4 until 7 p.m. That's next Tuesday. Coming up in our next half hour, the spring break period is kicking into high gear this weekend. What college students and everyone else need to know before heading to the airport.
Also ahead, what the FCC is now ordering cable and satellite TV providers to offer their customers. We think you're going to like it.
Plus, here are the winning lottery numbers. We'll be right back.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Spring break travel season is underway. The TSA expects to screen an estimated 107 million passengers during this travel period ending March 25th.
Busy time at the airport. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey explains what travelers need to know before heading out to the skies.
It's spring break travel season here at RDU, and folks are going through the TSA security line as they are headed out to their spring break travel destination. The airport estimates a 6% increase in the number of travelers this month. Take a look at this video of the airport earlier this morning. Airport officials say Mexico and the Caribbean are the most popular spring break travel destinations from RDU. Jake Potter with RDU says these are his top three recommendations for folks who are headed to the airport.
The first is booking your parking online. You can do that at RDU.com. Another thing you can do is to download your airline's mobile app. That's the fastest way to find out important travel updates. And then third is just to get to the airport early.
The parking lots here at the airport are filling up really fast, so definitely get here early. And remember, if you choose to book your parking online, you have to do that 24 hours in advance. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News at RDU.
A Western North Carolina wilderness camp is denying claims that multiple campers were sexually abused in 2016. A federal civil complaint now filed against Trails Carolina says staff failed to protect a 12-year-old girl from being sexually assaulted during her three-month stay there. The plaintiff claims two other girls were also abused and that none of the abuse was reported to law enforcement. Trails Carolina's attorney, they say the claims are without sufficient knowledge or information. Admission at this camp is suspended, though, while the state and local authorities investigate the February death of a 12-year-old camper. A 20-year-old is facing charges in the deadly shooting near UNC Pembroke. This is Cologne Dial. He's charged now with two counts of first-degree murder and three counts of attempted first-degree murder. It happened back on March 2nd at the Commons at Pembroke Apartments Complex. Pembroke student 19-year-old Cameron Taylor was killed. 22-year-old Nicholas Logan was also was shot and died. He was not a student. Dial is being held without bond.
The Wake County Jail is getting crowded, and an effort to free up space is underway. District Attorney Lauren Freeman and Senior Superior Court Judge Paul Ridgway have implemented a jail review hearing to fast-track some inmates out of the jail. The jail is currently at 95% capacity, housing 1,500 inmates. A lot can get in the way of an inmate's release, like having more than one attorney or not being able to make bond.
We want to make sure that we're being aggressive in moving these cases through and not keeping people in custody who don't need to be in custody.
Only inmates who have been incarcerated for at least 2 years and are not facing murder charges are eligible. This year, 80 cases have been reviewed. 40 inmates have been released.
A church in Raleigh is doing all it can to support a Haitian church dealing with surging gang violence. Hope Community Church in Raleigh has been partnering now with Iglesia Agape in Haiti for more than a decade. They say that their problems with gangs started 2 years ago when Haiti's president was assassinated. WRAL spoke with Agape's pastor, Jean Elix, by phone from an undisclosed location in Haiti about the heartbreaking condition on the island.
Thing that I see happening right now, a thing that I never see in my whole life, but I've been through a lot in Haiti. You are on your own. So whatever happened to you, it's you. No, I mean, you cannot say, hey, I mean, I will call and they will come help me. That will not happen.
The situation is dire. Hope Community Church says Agape's challenges with Haitian gang violence began again 2 years ago after the assassination of the president there. They provided the pastor actually with an armored car, which protected him and his family during a shooting in their home months later. The town of Cary has approved an affordable housing program that's expected to help people affected by redevelopment there in the city. The town council approved this plan, more than $500,000 that will provide relocation assistance for low-income residents over 3 years. The town partnered with Dorcas Ministries for the program that's called Stable Homes Cary. Many people who attended this meeting are residents of Chatham Estates. That is a mobile home community that is being affected by this very thing, redevelopment. Those residents fear that they won't be able to find other affordable housing in Cary. So they're thankful that the council has approved this program.
We are very happy. We're very glad. We're very proud that they were able to help us out and, you know, help us still have a community that we all grew up in.
Dorcas Ministries CEO says they plan to start work immediately on this. They're working with the town to find out how the funds can be distributed.
Our county-by-county coverage takes us to Sampson, Lee, and Vance counties. We'll start in Vance County. Today, the DOT will dedicate a bridge in Vance County to honor a state trooper who died of COVID in 2021. The Satterwhite Point Road Bridge over I-85 in Henderson will be dedicated to Master Trooper Brent Montgomery. He served in Vance County for 15 years. The ceremony will be held today at 2 at the Car Lake Country Club on Hendrick Drive in Henderson. Sampson Area Transportation has changed its name to Sampson County Public Transportation. The goal is to increase awareness of its services. The rebranding includes 11 new vehicles. The service offers transportation Monday through Friday for various needs, from medical appointments to shopping trips. And now here's a live look at Sanford, which is getting ready to celebrate its 150th year with a big birthday bash next month. On April 6th, festivities will kick off with remarks and a special recognition at 10:30 a.m. That will be followed by an afternoon of history displays, train rides, live music, games, inflatables, a petting zoo, and food trucks. Free birthday cake and ice cream will be available while they last.
150 years, that's a big birthday. So we've been talking about spring break coming up, right? Well, there's a popular beach town that's getting serious. They're raising fines in an effort to crack down on noise at night. Residents at Ocean Isle Beach say a lot of noise comes from the high school kids and the college students throwing parties at rental homes there. Town leaders are responding by raising the fines for the violating the noise ordinance. So fines for a first-time offender went, first time, from $100 to $1,000.
If you want to refresh your warm weather wardrobe, you're in luck.
And Amazon getting ready to launch a big spring sale. We'll tell you about the deals and when you can get them.
Also ahead, it seems like cable and satellite TV companies add charge after charge and fee after fee to your monthly bill. And you can never compare provider prices. Well, if you're sick of that, we have good news. And so is the FCC. We'll explain. Several airlines are dealing with business changes in order to overcome Boeing plane problems. A Wall Street Journal report says air carriers like Southwest, Alaska Airlines, and United will make changes as Boeing has slowed production and shipped fewer planes like 737 MAX jets to airlines. Southwest says it may trim flights in the second half of the year. Alaska faces profit losses of $150 million from a January Boeing plane flight door plug blowout. And United says it may shop for Airbus planes to replace Boeing MAX 10 jets.
If you think you're paying too much for avocado toast right now, brace yourself. You know, I know the economy's a tough thing, but sometimes I just feel like, boy, what a complaint from a privileged country here. Avocados, though, the price increase could go up 10 to 15% compared to 2023. The increase is partly due to weather that's affected production levels in key avocado growing regions like Mexico and Peru and California. Try butter or something.
Yeah. Or you can make avocado toast at home. It reduces the price there. Amazon has announced its big spring sale, and this year it's not just for Prime members. Starting March 20th, shoppers will find discounts on clothes and other items such as fitness gear, outdoor furniture, and beauty products. Prime members will still get to enjoy some exclusive deals. After all, you do pay for that. The big spring sale will run from March 20th to 25th.
The FCC is ordering cable and satellite TV providers to show total subscription cost now in their billing and promotional materials. The new all-in pricing rule, it targets any of those miscellaneous fees, like, you know, for regional sports programs. They can accumulate into these triple-digit sums annually. The agency says cable and satellite providers misled customers by failing to include those costs in promotional material.
There's a new lab-grown meat option on the menu, Dan.
It may not be for all tastes. However, coming up, we'll introduce you to beef rice.
Okay. And what kind of allergy season are we looking at this year? The experts weigh in with their pollen prediction.
Researchers in South Korea have developed an unusual meat. Something like a meat. Gary Bumgarter now shows us that there's some meat rice that's lab-grown.
While it may look pretty, there's more to this pink rice than meets the eye. That's because these grains actually contain real meat cells. And researchers hope the unique dish will serve as a climate-friendly, protein-rich food source in the near future.
The rice grains you see now have a uniform distribution of both muscle and fat cells.
Using special enzymes, scientists in South Korea are infusing lab-grown beef cells inside pieces of rice.
It contains roughly 8% more protein and 7% more fat compared to regular rice.
Besides bolstering the health benefits of rice, teams believe this technique will also help combat the ongoing climate crisis. Especially when cows are the number one agricultural source of greenhouse gas emissions, according to the University of California, Davis. Scientists cite the high concentration of methane cows produce when they burp, which is more toxic for the atmosphere than carbon dioxide, and because raising livestock also requires a lot of land and resources. Crews hope the beef rice will lead to fewer cows being raised in the future.
I don't think it can replicate the juiciness or texture of real beef.
Okay, Gary Bumgarner reporting. Looks like larva to me, but me and several others not really sold just yet on the concept, but we'll see. There are some potential customers warming up to the idea, again, because of rice's sustainability claims.
I'm just going to stick with white rice. Don't mess with perfection. Experts say there is a rough allergy season ahead. Health professionals say March can be the worst time for pollen. They say 11 different species of oak trees bloom one after the other from January to mid-May, and the worst is right now. It's a tree's time to reproduce, which puts thousands of seeds on streets and cars. Experts recommend closing your windows, using your air conditioning, and getting the necessary treatments from your doctor. And Dan, I've already seen just the lightest film of yellow on my car already.
This morning I noticed it. Now, I've been kind of sniffling throughout this entire week, the eyes burning a little bit. Meteorologist Kat Campbell joining us now. We do have some rain coming in, but not really going to help us too much, is it?
No, I don't think it's going to be heavy enough for rain to really make a difference. Keep in mind, the yellow pollen is pine pollen, and that really makes our pollen count skyrocket. It coats everything, turns everything into a mess. But that's not necessarily the type of pollen that a lot of people have allergies to. It's more of the invisible stuff that doesn't quite accumulate. And when we look at peak pollen, I wanted to pick up 5 recent years and just let you know when we, on average, see our highest pollen count. When you actually go through all the data and average it out, it's about April 7th or 8th when we average the highest pollen count of this season in the triangle. Last year, we were way, way early in March 2020. We were at the end of March. Last year, we were even earlier than that. But just keep that in mind. Late March into early April, that's the worst of it for us here in the triangle on average. So hopefully, we'll get some better rain on the way during that time frame. But for us today, we do have showers moving in from the west. We're starting to see the rain approach parts of Chatham County right now, so it's right on our doorstep. The best chance for rain is going to be through about 4, perhaps 5 o'clock this afternoon. Forecast rainfall over the next 5 days, we're looking at less than 1/4 of an inch, and that's why I don't think that this is going to have a big impact on pollen. A live look right now at Rocky Mount Mills. You can see the clouds are really starting to fill in there. High temperatures have bumped down a bit due to all the clouds quickly racing in from the west. Should be around 80 in Wilson and Goldsboro, 79 Raleigh, 76 Durham, 74 in Roxborough and Siler City. Those are some of the locations that the rain will arrive first. 76 in Sanford, 79 in Raleigh, Irwin, and 80 degrees in Fayetteville for the high today. Your afternoon walk, doesn't look too bad as long as you get out fast. Once we get toward 3 o'clock, I think that's going to be the hour when we have the most rain. Temperatures are going to be cooling off as we head into the weekend a little bit. So just a heads up there. Scattered showers around at 3 o'clock. I mentioned this was the time frame where I thought we'd have the most rain. This is what radar could look like. So it's still going to be pretty scattered, the rain that we do see. A lingering shower in our northeastern counties possible during the evening commute. By 9 o'clock tonight, just about a 20% chance for rain. Overnight, we'll keep in a very small chance of a sprinkle through the early morning hours, but nothing significant. Here's 10 a.m. This is when we have the St. Patrick's Day parade happening in Raleigh. 10 a.m. we expect to be dry, but more clouds than sun. Temperatures should be pretty mild in the 60s. It's not until the evening that we may begin to see some of the clouds start to clear out on Saturday. And then we're going to see them fill right back in Saturday night. Sunday looks pretty good for St. Patrick's Day. 75, partly cloudy skies. We start to cool down on Monday. That's going to be our transition day. 64 the high, 34 Tuesday morning. A frost and or a freeze will be likely in parts of our viewing area Tuesday morning. Tuesday's the start of spring, just 55 degrees as we kick off spring, 73 degrees by next Thursday. I think most people would argue spring started this week with the warm weather that we've had. Meteorological spring started March 1st. So it's already started for us meteorologists in terms of our record-keeping books. Tuesday doesn't look very spring-like.
It sure felt like spring this week. Thank you, Kat. Still to come, a big surprise 15 billion miles away from Earth.
Nearly 50 years after its launch, Voyager 1 may still have something to say to NASA scientists. Stay with us.
As we wrap things up here, we want to take a look at some of the headlines we're following for you today.
A series of powerful and destructive tornadoes touched down overnight in the Midwest. The storms left at least three dead, injured dozens of others, destroyed parts of some towns, and knocked out power for thousands of people.
There were several crashes this morning on area roads, including this one. A driver of this dump truck lost control on I-440 in Raleigh when the bed of that truck was up and hit an overpass between Western Boulevard and Hillsborough Street. The westbound lanes of the Beltline got backed up for several hours. We're told the driver was not seriously hurt.
Today, leaders in Wake County want your input on how to use millions of dollars to address the opioid crisis. The opioid settlement community meeting is underway right now at NC State. It's bringing together more than 100 people, including families who've lost loved ones to the opioid crisis. That community meeting runs until 3 over at the McKimmon Center. Anyone is welcome to share your ideas for how to fight the crisis.
If you're feeling the luck of the Irish, there are two big lottery jackpots on the line this weekend, adding up to a combined total of nearly $1.4 billion. The Mega Millions drawing is tonight. That prize, nearly $800 million. Then tomorrow night, the Powerball drawing will happen for a jackpot worth an estimated $600 million. You can watch both those drawings live right here on WRL just before our 11 o'clock newscast. The Raleigh-St. Patrick's Day Parade is tomorrow. WRL's Jeff Hogan is the Grand Marshal this year. Make sure to wave and say hi. The parade starts at 10 a.m. This year, there will be no motorized vehicles, but there will be plenty of marching bands and dancers, lots of dogs, we're told. The official parade after party will be at the Hibernian Pub on Glenwood Avenue. It'll be a block party with live music, bagpipe players, and so much more.
NASA engineers were surprised to hear back from an aging spacecraft 15 billion miles away. Voyager 1 launched in 1977. It achieved its goal of flying by Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune decades ago. It has continued to explore the cosmos and relay a steady radio signal to its mission control team on Earth. However, since November, the signal has not transmitted back any usable data. Engineers say that indicates an issue with one of the spacecraft's three onboard computers. On March 1st, the team sent a command called a poke. They say they got an encouraging response back from Voyager 1 and are hopeful they can fix the issue.
Talk about sci-fi here. If you've seen the Dune films and you've ever wondered what it would be like to pilot one of those dragonfly-like helicopter-type devices, well, now you actually can. Microsoft Flight Simulator has headed to the distant future with the Dune expansion. The new content puts players on the controls of one of the ornithopters for flights over the desert of Arrakis. The free expansion is available now for the Windows PCs and Xbox consoles. There's another Oscar-winning film coming back to the theaters. Miyazaki's The Boy and the Heron is due to be re-released across the U.S. on March 22nd in both Japanese and English language versions. It's already made more than $46 million in North America, a record for an original Japanese animated film.
Time for our pet of the day. This is Aldo. Aldo's a six-year-old neutered male dog weighing 69 pounds. Aldo's having a hard time adjusting to the new circumstances, and he's pretty nervous and shy. But when he's comfortable, his sweet disposition really shines. Aldo is very friendly and lovable. He's easygoing and excitable. He's good with kids, but cats are an unknown for Aldo. And he would love to find a home that will take him on that will take him on daily walks, followed by some playtime with a variety of toys. Aldo's adoption fee is $95. Contact SPCAWake.org.
Aldo seems like a sweet boy.
Yes. NBC News Daily is next on WREL. Your next local news update in 30 minutes.
We'll see you then.
Keep watching WREL News over the Air Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.